Hey, it is Friday, and that means, of course, the guys from City View Magazine are with us, Trevor Babcock and Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View, who, by the way, Jeff.
Yeah.
Welcome. And Trevor, welcome. Good to have you both here again.
Nice to be back.
Always.
It's always nice to be back.
You know, the latest edition about pizza?
Pizza.
Yeah, there's all kinds of pizza. Pizza wars,
it's good,
right?
Good pizza. That's right.
So that, yeah, there's a whole,
man.
Yeah, there's a.
Get on long boat.
That's what we need to rename it to, Pizza War, instead of Pizza Challenge.
Pizza War.
Pizza War sounds more urgent.
Where were you 3 months ago when they were coming up with this?
Yeah, right, yeah.
They probably wouldn't have went through.
Pizza War. It's the Great Pizza Challenge, right?
That's right.
It's going on now?
Going on now. Competing to be the best, name the best pizza in the Des Moines metro area.
Yeah.
Get online and vote. Right. What's your vote?
Well, you know, I like Gusto's.
Yeah.
And mostly because I know the guys really well.
Mm-hmm.
And good folks. But there's some traveling pizza places that are pretty good, too.
Really?
Palo Pizza? Yeah. That they, you know, in the big stone oven that they haul around. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Anyway. I love pizza. I could eat pizza every day.
I hate pizza.
What?
Just kidding.
I was going to say.
Those words have never been said,
man. It's un-American. Yeah.
They've been said. I've heard them been said.
Really?
Yeah. My mom doesn't really like pizza.
Who was it? Was it Beto O'Rourke? Was just talking about, a couple of months ago, was talking about Casey's Pizza. Stopped in for a Casey's
That sounds
pizza.
About right.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd he say about it?
He said he liked it.
Smart man.
Well, I remember that, actually. I don't think he actually got Casey's pizza.
That was the story, yeah. Yeah. Somebody said, well, that's not a Casey's pizza, and I don't know. but you know, I can understand in the throes of a campaign, pizzas, you get a pizza, and you think it's Casey's because
you
just gassed up.
Somebody in his campaign knew that Casey's was big in Iowa, and it didn't get communicated properly.
Yeah, there
that's
you
probably
go.
What the deal was.
An honest mistake.
Not communicated properly.
Yeah, well, you know. You know, but you're a master.
It's the story of my life.
Communicator. All right.
You know, they say the problem with most marriages is communication.
Yes.
Too much communication.
Too much communication.
Too much?
Too much
communication.
Shut up. Don't even look at me.
That was in a best man speech that someone gave once.
Is that right?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought that was almost accurate. And there's loads of types of communication when you stop and think
about it. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. There's verbal communication and its ugly sister, nonverbal communication.
What's your favorite?
Both of them. I think I do both pretty well.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about the marital situation, I would much rather have verbal communication than nonverbal communication because it drives me crazy, and she knows it.
There's also communicating with music, which the Chainsmokers will be doing tonight at the Iowa State Fair. It's tonight.
Yeah? The Chainsmokers?
Yes.
Very popular band. Young people band. There'll be young people there.
Oh, yeah?
They got one big song that when I was a freshman in college, I could not avoid it.
Is it? Yeah.
Closer. I don't know if you know it.
Closer.
Maybe if it came on. It's very, it's kind of distinct.
Huh.
Baby, hold me closer, like the backseat of your Rover. I'm
not. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Baby, hold me.
I got it.
Yeah. So that's those guys?
Yeah. Yep, that's them.
What's the name of them again?
The Chainsmokers.
The Chainsmokers. I thought they, you know, maybe their first hit was Lucky Strike.
I don't know. They smoke chains?
Hold me closer.
I hope so.
Yeah.
At the fair.
In the backseat of my.
At the fair.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's at the fair.
Yeah.
Fair started
yesterday. Are we talking about this?
We're talking. Are we on the air?
We're doing
a podcast here.
This got off on a rant, didn't it? All right. So anyway, the Chainsmokers are at the fair and stuff going on at the fair, right?
Right. Tons of stuff going on at the fair. That's what a lot of this list is. It'll be fair stuff.
Fair stuff.
You guys going to the fair?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. Well, maybe.
My bride was there yesterday.
What'd she get?
I don't know. Everything.
Everything.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what they should do? They should do an all-you-can-eat pass.
Ooh.
You just pay one price. You can get whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
That would sell.
Yeah, that would be about $300.
Or maybe like a ticket. Or maybe like tickets or something.
How'd you do that?
People would cheat. That's the problem.
No.
Yes, they would.
Come on. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but wouldn't that be nice if you just didn't have to worry about what anything costs?
Just graze.
Yep.
Hmm. I like it.
You'd probably eat too much. Probably be early day at the fair.
Early night.
What do you think they'd have to charge?
$300, I'm telling you.
Well, it's already expensive. It's already
so if there's, I think there's, what, 40 different foods on a stick even? Something like that. I don't know. Anyway.
If it was $100, would you buy it?
No. $300, I might.
If it was an all-day thing and I was there multiple days, I would.
Yeah. All right. Well, it ain't going to happen, so what are we? We're just pipe dreaming right now. So what else is going on? So the fair thing, yeah.
Fair, and then nothing else. Yeah, nothing else happens this week. That's a wrap.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know. That's kind of it sucks the air out of everything. I mean, a million people go to this thing.
Yep.
And
that's crazy.
We go multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
What I really like about the fair is that you can do the free shuttle. Well, it's not free necessarily, but free parking, and then jump on the shuttle bus, and it drops you off right there at the front gate.
Hmm.
Man, you just walk in, and you don't have to worry about parking and ruining somebody's lawn down by the fairgrounds.
There's a good story about that in City View this week.
Yes, there is. Yeah, I saw that. All right. What else? That's it?
That's it. No. Color codes at the Des Moines Social Club, Iowa's largest invitational graffiti writing exhibition, returns this summer, boasting a roster of graffiti writers from across the nation.
Graffiti writers.
The festivities are hosted at the Social Club, which is also offering free graffiti writing workshops and breakdancing competition.
Now, I think that graffiti writing workshop is okay.
Yeah.
But in most places, it's against the law.
Yeah. I think some places it depends on how good you are.
How good you are.
Like if you do something, you do some nice art.
You can challenge your ticket. You can be like, but your honor.
It's your honor.
Well, I think they've done it in some places where if everybody likes it, then they'll just leave it up.
Uh-huh.
But it depends on what you do.
So art by communal decree.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Banksy came and did something where he wasn't supposed to do in Iowa, I don't think anyone would take it down.
Banksy?
Banksy.
He's like the anonymous artist that does like street art.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like pretty
See popular. What you learn here, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. It's always wonderful to have the youth of America step in to the Business News Hour so we can
figure out what's going on.
What the hell is he talking about? Banks, right? Did you say Banks? Banksy?
Banksy.
Banksy.
I don't know too much about him. I just know he's a mysterious artist.
Can you spell it?
I think it's just like B-A-N-K-S-Y.
Banksy.
Oh, okay. So it's one word. It's not like bank and then a letter C.
No.
No. I don't think so. No. Don't quote me on that, though.
But, I do get a kick out of how some entertainers are getting very creative with their names.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy that went to Sweden and he's not going back to Sweden? He's got a dollar sign in his name or something like that? I don't know.
Aesop Rocky?
Okay.
ASAP Rocky, yeah.
ASAP Rocky.
Well, he got jailed in Sweden for, I think it was some kind of bar fight. I'm not really totally sure. Yeah. Some kind of assault. And a bunch of people
got
jailed.
And he's not going back, he said.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't go back to the country I got jailed in.
Especially if it was like Mongolia or something.
Right. He wasn't going back anyway.
Turkey, that would not be pleasant.
No.
No. All right.
What was your least favorite? If you could avoid jail in any country... Where would you least like to go to prison in?
Turkey, I think.
Turkey?
North Korea.
North Korea, yeah. That's pretty rough, too.
Oh, it's pancake there.
Is it?
Yeah, trust me.
I've been there, right?
You'd be a vegetable.
It's terrible, yeah. Okay. So we've got...
Graffiti
and the social club.
Right. Fair and the Cubs.
Thank God.
Las Vegas Aviators can.
I hate them.
Hate them. I also hate them.
Yeah, all right, good. It's unanimous, ladies and gentlemen. We hate the Aviators.
No one likes
Why
the
wonder what they call them the Aviators? They ought to call them the one stick bandit guys or something.
Is there a lot of aviation in Las Vegas? I don't know.
Well,
it's desert.
Yeah, so it's got a lot of places to land.
Well, a lot of people fly in.
Oh, yeah. The Aviators, huh?
The Aviators.
Hate them.
What would your team name be?
If I had a team?
Yeah.
The Wishbones.
Wishbone.
How come? You'd be wishing that I was winning. I don't know.
I don't know. That's hard. Maybe the dollar bills or something.
Dollar bills, yeah. Smokers.
Money intimidates people.
That's true.
Yeah. Especially if you don't have any.
Okay, Saturday, Slipknot at the fair.
Yeah?
We got Slipknot. First time they've ever performed at the grandstand in their 2+ decade career, even though they're the hometown boys. So it's pretty historic. They planned this out, so they're releasing their album the next day as well. So it's going to be, I mean, I think people have been waiting a long time for this. So whoever's there is going to be there to see a show.
Yeah, Slipknot.
Let's just say that.
The local kids do good.
Yeah. Hometown band.
That's right.
Also Saturday, yeah. Iowa Cubs. Yeah, take on the Salt Lake Bees. How do you feel about the bees, Michael?
I hate the bees. I hate
Trevor.
Save the bees.
Save the bees.
Ooh.
Them's fighting words.
You can't get me to say anything bad about bees.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Hate them.
Saturday, Zach Brown Band also plays at the fair. Anything you want to say about Zach Brown Band?
Grammy winning, Southern Rock, led by Zach Brown, of course. Big, long career, so they probably got a couple of hits, you know. So probably be a pretty easy listening concert. Yeah. Probably just fun. We're there at the fair. Wouldn't be a too bad of a way to end your night.
I like it.
Yep. 8L Sweet Corn Festival.
Ding, 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 now ding, ding. We had Deb Bankston on. You know what they're doing today? You know what they're doing on
Friday?
Are they
shucking the corn?
They're shucking the corn, man. 7 tons of corn shucks.
How long does that take?
She told me about 2.5 hours.
That's a pretty good time.
It is pretty good time. They get all these people show up, these volunteers, and they shuck the corn, and they get it ready for the sweet corn. And all that sweet corn, by the way, is free.
How much corn would a woodchuck shuck if a woodchuck could shuck corn?
Is that the Iowa version?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's...
You know, it's not wood, space, chuck.
It's all one word, isn't it?
And it's not... Is it all one word?
I don't know.
I think it's like woodchuck chuck is a word or something.
Woodchuck chuck.
It's based on a Native American word, a woodchuck. It doesn't have anything to do with
wood.
I think.
A woodchuck.
I had one living under my deck once. So I Googled it, but it's been a couple years, so my memory might be off. Yeah. Something like that.
Nice.
It's also called a ground squirrel.
Okay.
Downtown Farmers Market.
That's Saturday.
And this is, Des Moines joins the farmers markets across the country in celebrating National Farmers Market Week.
Wow.
Patrons are invited to attend the opening bell at 7 a.m. at the corner of 3rd and Court.
And, of course, you know, you've got the West Des Moines Farmers Market next Thursday.
Well, that's later on the list.
I know, but
you just blew it.
But it is National Farmers Market Week, right?
That's right. Nice. How about that?
I like that.
So if you haven't been, now's the time to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you may be less of a crowd because of the fair. So, like, if you want to beat the crowd.
Yeah, could,
that's
could
true.
Be. You know what else? You know what's happening on Friday? I'm sorry, backpedal tonight. Huh. You know, it's the up in Clear Lake. It's called the, I just lost the name of it. The Wingding.
Wingding.
The Democratic Party Wingding. Yeah.
What's that?
Well, that's where people go together, and it's up in the Surf Ballroom.
Uh-huh.
All these presidential candidates will be up there tonight. So, yeah, it'll be kind of fun. Anyway,
Wingding.
Sorry. Wingding. Yeah, ding, 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 Wingding.
All right. All right, Trevor, you want to do this one?
Yeah. So we got, which would you rather see? 2 movies open on Friday night. We got Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Ooh.
I'm wondering about this one because this was actually a book that used to be at book fairs when I was in elementary school, and we would always be too scared to get it because it looks super scary on the front, but it's marketed to kids, so it's not, like, super violent. And this is, like, PG-13, so it's not over the top. So I'm wondering how they're going to do it because it's the book itself. I mean, it's just a bunch of stories, and the trailer kind of looks like they're showing all different ones. I don't know if it'll be,
Sure, it'll be a little vignette.
Maybe they bring it all together. Maybe it's, like, episodic, but, I mean, I want to see it pretty bad, so I'll probably go see that.
So what's the other one? What's the other choice?
We got The Kitchen, and it's about a bunch of housewives that end up getting into crime in New York and become, like, mob bosses.
Oh, I like it.
Hmm.
That's not a stretch.
Yeah.
No.
It's based on a comic book, too.
Is it?
Yeah. I thought it was cool. It's like they're kind of fed up with being told what to do, basically. So,
so they're,
they get violent.
Yeah. Isn't it something like they take out bad guys too?
Yeah, they're like talking to hitmen. They're like, no, I don't want you to do it. I want you to show me how to do it.
Oh, okay. The kitchen or
1978 Hell's Kitchen housewives whose mobster husbands are sent to prison by the FBI, left with little but a sharp axe to grind. The ladies take the Irish mafia's matters into their own hands.
Ooh, I could watch that, I think. Although it maybe too brutal. I don't know.
Or the Bellows family mansion on the edge of town.
Yeah?
A young girl with horrible secrets turned her tortured life into a series of scary stories.
That's the scary stories thing.
Yeah, which one?
I think the scary stories. Yeah, I'd go scary stories. I'm scary stories. Yeah. And you don't go, so you don't count.
Yeah.
Although the kitchen thing sounds kind of fun.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, this could be something. Next week, the John Butler Trio at the Brenton Skating Plaza.
That's right.
Where are these guys, Trevor?
They're from Australia. Oh. Roots rock band. That's pretty much all there is to say about them. I think they'll be a pretty good show. Brenton Skating Plaza is a cool venue, too. That's all I got there.
Yeah, and one of the nice things about it, these outside events, the weather's moderated quite a bit. So,
amen.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. All right, so Brenton Skating Plaza, do not bring your ice skates.
Also, Gabriel Iglesias is at the Iowa State Fair.
Gabriel Iglesias, comedian, Iowa State Fair.
Oh.
So, yeah. Ben Folds 5 at the Waterworks Amphitheater.
Who?
Ben Folds. I like Violent Femmes. It's both of them. But yeah, Violent Femmes, folk punk band, Ben Folds, piano rock. And this is also the first venue they're doing on the bigger side of the stadium that they just built.
Oh, really?
It's double stage. So yeah, it'll be the first one that holds the most.
So,
it's a large stage.
Then they have two sides, apparently. Oh,
yeah, so
I didn't
this will be the first time they're using the big one.
I have to go down there and see this.
Mm-hmm.
What day is that?
That would be the, let's see here, Thursday.
Thursday. All right.
Thursday. I just love Ben Folds. Then Chris Isaac at Hoy Sherman.
I've heard of Chris Isaac.
Yep, I haven't heard of him until today, until you brought him up.
Really?
Yeah. But Hoy Sherman.
Yeah,
if he's playing Horace Sherman, then he's got to be a pretty good artist.
Oh, he is. Yeah, Chris Isaac. Yeah, sure.
Known for hits such as Wicked Game and other popular songs, Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing, and Somebody's Crying.
There you go.
Four-decade career has amassed a total of 12 studio
albums. Is that right? Four decades?
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
Returns to Hoyt Sherman.
Nice. All right, that's Thursday.
That's actually Wednesday.
We're
out of order here. And then also Thursday, Valley Junction Farmers Market.
See?
And that's a wrap.
There you go.
Farmers Market Week.
It is Farmers Market Week.
And Fair Week.
And
so
Fair
it's
Week.
Big Farmers Week.
Oh, yeah. So everybody head out there.
Sweet Corn Festival Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like farming.
This is your week. This is it.
This is your week.
This is your week.
This is your week.
All right. Everything that you ever wanted to see will be at the Iowa State Fair or the Farmers Markets.
Mm-hmm. Look into one of those all-you-can-eat passes.
And then, of course, we've got baseball. We've got Hoyt Sherman.
What's your pick?
Movies. Of things to do?
Yeah.
State Fair. Yeah. Got to go.
You got to go to the State Fair.
Yeah, I got to go. You?
I'm going iCubs.
iCubs. Good for you.
Or Ben Folds.
I'd probably
go Ben Folds, actually.
All right.
Just because.
I'd like to see Violent Femmes.
Violent Films?
That too, but Violent Femmes.
Violent Femmes. I said Violent Films.
Just any of them.
Yeah, the
violent
kitchen.
Blank.
Let's go see the kitchen. It's a violent film. All right. That's a wrap for the guys from City View. Thanks, guys, for doing this.
Thank you.
As always.
Of course.
All right. City View in the house each and every Friday, talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro. That wraps it up for another week. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day of the week, for our good friend and the production coordinator, Chap Ramsey. Also in charge of sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For the guys from City View, that would be Jeff and Treasure. Treasure? Did I say Treasure?
Should be.
You can call me Treasure.
Trevor Treasure Babcock.
That's
I like
it.
That.
I love it.
I like that too.
Trevor Treasure Babcock. It works.
That's something.
Yeah. For those guys...
I'll remember that.
Trevor Treasure Babcock. I like it. Yeah, we'll roll with that. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.